Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Welcome to Soul Mirrors. I am Master Lady Kira Ra, and my heart is filled with divine joy to be here with you this evening. You know, we had a whole big, beautiful presentation plan to open up the show this evening, and I don't know about all of you, but is time becoming ever more fluid? There is this increasing experience of what is time and how does time present itself? And so I first and foremost want to share with all of you, thank you for finding the time and making the time to be here with me this evening. My amazing co-host, Rena Joshi, so much happening with light language right now and these ancient codes. And so I first want to offer just a really big shout out to all of you that are watching us over at YouTube at Official Sri and Kira. Hi, I love you. And I hope that you are chatting away and having fun together. I also want to give a big old hello to everybody over at bbsradio.com, where you can watch the show, you can listen to the show, and you can call in on that 800 number. And I know these lines keep filling up fast, so here we are. Let me give you that number again. It is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And of course, I'm moving right over to OnenessTalkRadio.com. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. You can also watch the show, listen to the show, and get into that call board. Now, that call board's already building. 517-208-1500, 517-208-1500. There are still just a few lines open, so get in a big show tonight, and we are happy to be with you. Of course, a beautiful shout out to the YouTube at Oneness Talk Radio, all of you over at Facebook for Oneness Talk Radio, all of the affiliates, including iHeartRadio. Thank you for supporting Soul Mirrors. Guys, take a breath. Just let's really come into this now moment. And as we come into this now moment, I want to invite you to really relax anything that would seek to take you from being right here, right now. We are in this extraordinary April up-level expansion. As a matter of fact, so much show, I want to first start off by showing you the calendar, because there is a lot happening right now. And if you gaze at the April 2020 up-level calendar, we are in the last full week of April. And on the 23rd, we will go through yet another new moon illumination moment. And this is going to be part of that visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. Remember, that is also the start of the Ramadan experience. And if you've listened or read, went to the Ascension Activation, we have at Official Sri and Kira, and you've seen this installment that came in from the Divine Directors, they're talking about how this energy is going to last through the end of Ramadan and everything that's coming forward. Well, the reason I want to bring this to your attention is right up at the top. Every month, when this calendar came through, I was guided to offer a quote based upon the energy of the month. And for April, there it is right up at the top. Confusion or clarity are the energies of this moment. And they are a choice. And I want you to just really breathe that in, because we are right now growing together. And this clarity energy is why so many of you that are saying yes, that are doing the work, that have been activated consciously, are coming forward with ever greater remembrances, connections, understanding, serendipitous things that are happening because you have said yes to them. This is the moment of connection. This is the moment of activation. This is as the divine directors have shared with us so beautifully, the moment of expansion or contraction, that is going to be the energy of all of May, and it started early. And so as we move into what is being revealed, remember, these new moon illuminations that are going to be literally building for every month this year, potentially through all of next year as well, means that every time we hit a new moon, we have this opportunity to really gaze beyond the veil, to call in that co-creative nature of our divine essence, of our beautiful beingness. And as I'm sharing this with all of you, are you feeling it? Every time I get together with this community, you guys tickle my crown chakra. And so I'm just, forgive me, I'm just like, wow, I could really feel that. And so as we're all tickling each other's crown chakra, notice what's been calling you. Notice what has your attention. And I want to offer another share with you right now as I kind of call us into this now moment together. This is the fear dimension diagram. Now, last Thursday, the entire lineage holders, we did an incredible time jump right into that energy. And in harmony with the lessons of light that are being shared right now and our Sunday services that we have been offering, many, many, many of you have popped out of your fear and are receiving at a whole new level. You're having a flow of consciousness come through you. This is the blessing of the now moment. And as you gaze at this experience right here, this is the how this comes together. You'll notice that we have the third dimension. And then right there between the third dimension and the fourth dimension is that planetary thought body. Well, right now, the planetary thought body is primarily composed of fear. And that fear is being manipulated into a thick, gooey terror. And this is how you are able to really call in. The way I've been describing it is it's like a black hole energy. It's very powerful and it's calling and it's definitely saying, I am wonderful to be with. The third dimensional experience right now is loving. It's having a great time. However, it's that planetary thought body that is why you've even found this show, because in the yoga of self-ascension, as we awaken, our ability to love ourselves enough ignites the compassion that lifts us through the planetary thought body and opens that beautiful divine portal to the fifth dimension. And what is happening right now is that because of this fascinating arising of the fear dimension, many who have had that fifth dimensional portal open, but not anchored, are looking down at the third dimension and going, oh, that feels really safe to me. Because if I say yes to that, this person will love me, or that thing will happen, or I don't have to look at myself. I can keep blaming others. And the reason I'm sharing this is because we are at a moment with this particular new moon. We are this illuminated new moon. We are at a moment where when we, and the lineage holders, we're all diving in again Thursday night. When we dive in, we are moving into the visionary transformation. What are you wanting to create? What are you seeing? What really has your focus? And this brings me to something that I sincerely want to share with all of you. And that is this incredible installment from the divine directors that I really pray you will go and collect for yourself. The six steps for navigating the spiral of multidimensional presence. Let me share with you why I'm inviting you, even if you've looked at this before, to look at it again. Contraction and expansion and contraction. This is what's going on. And it's a push me, pull you. And you've got one hand on expansion and you've got your feet on contraction. You cannot let these two pull you to the point where you fall apart. At some point, you're going to have to let go. So the question is, do you trust enough to let go and lift? Or do you trust enough to let go and say, I need to go right into what I know? Contraction. Contraction is justified. Expansion is unified. Breathe that in. That's the moment we're in right now. And it all ties into tonight's light language and the ancient codes, because if you are contracting, your spiritualized ego loves contraction because it can feed the ego of density that really needs the contraction to feel safe if you are not loving yourself enough. If you are addicted to the conspiracy, to the drama, to knowing what is BS and being addicted to the fact that you know it is, right? If you are addicted to any of that, then in this moment right now, the justification of the contraction will be lofty and it will be well documented, and it will absolutely keep trying to justify itself, to be justified, to have to justify, to make decisions from that moment. That is the skewed energy of the fear of density. If you must justify that which you are and what you do, then that is because deep down within you, you are doubting what you are doing. And thereby, you need partners in pain to reassure you, because you cannot find that reassurance within yourself. And I want you guys to really breathe that in, because that's what's going on in the third dimension right now. There is a scream for reassurance, and that reassurance is being met by, let us gather together activistically and be angry about the same thing, thereby entrapping that energy. And when you're surrounded by all your partners in pain, it feels really good, because they'll all tell you how horrible everyone else is, why everyone else is wrong, and why you are right. That is what partners in pain do. They trap you in contraction, because if you are growing, and you are, you wouldn't be connecting with this show. If you are growing, you are expanding. And when you are expanding, you are unifying. You are loving yourself more. You are becoming aware of the broader angle lens. You are saying yes to yourself. You are around those who support you. You are not crazy. You are not sick. You are not whatever adjective or whatever thing has been said to you during your awakening. When you lift through that, you can only love those that helped you remember more. But while you're in it, those are the ones that are saying, please contract with me. I will help you justify that. But when we are expanding, we are unifying. And we discover that there is a much greater playing field than we ever knew existed. And in order to stay there, sometimes we have to just walk out on the field ready in our own outfit, whatever it would be, trusting that when we arrive in the middle of the field, that team is waiting for us. And you know what? They are. That's this moment. Every being on this planet right now has been activated. Every being, at whatever level they are at, they have been activated, hence the intensity of the polarity. These six steps that you're staring at, the six steps for navigating the spiral of multidimensional presence, will absolutely bring you into that visionary transformation through timeline adaptation, because with the fifth dimensional entry point, you must anchor in multidimensional presence if you want to hold on to the expansion right now. And it's not that it's been made hard. It's that it has its own safety valve. And that safety valve is that those who are sincere, those who are carrying that sacred intention, will indeed discover, remember, ignite, and anchor, so that all hands can be open for the ones who are ready to reach out. And this is what's happening right now. And this is what's going to propel through the end of Ramadan. And again, I really encourage you to go read all these installments that have been posted lately. There is a lot that is happening. And so part of what is happening is that, as Sri and I have been so blessed to be teaching the lessons of light, and thank you again, all of you that are supporting the Indigenous Clinic here. My heart bows before you. Our Monday nights are kind of like our Bible study. Monday nights are when we teach the work of self-ascension. It's donation. 100% of it goes to our beautiful Clinica Linda to support the indigenous here in Ecuador. And so as we're going through these lessons of light right now, number one, the serendipity and the timing that these lights, these are being given. But number two, so many of you, for the first time ever, are writing Sri and I am receiving codes of light. I am writing things. I am hearing things. I am remembering things. The answer is yes, yes, yes. If not now, when? And if not you, who? This is the moment of activation. We have been called. And so here's that also wonderful, beautiful gift about that. It is for those that have said yes and have been authentically walking the path, we're ready, aren't we? Right? This is like, okay, thank you. I've been waiting. You know, it's like, okay, finally, the gate's been open. We've been the horses at the gate and the gate's finally opened. Come race with us, guys. That's why we're here right now. We all are still on the planet for this moment right now. And the opportunity to really connect, to really remember, and to activate is the greatest gift it has ever been at any time. So part of that is relaxing into the blessing of who you are and saying yes to who you are in every way you can. And so I want you to really breathe that in, because as you navigate over the next few days, and it's Tuesday, remember Thursday is the illuminated new moon, we're already in the creation. We are co-creating this evening. When everything started happening on the Lessons of Light, I shared with Sri, I said, you know, there's only one person that needs to be on Soul Mirrors right now. I said, with everything that's happening, Rena needs to get back on Soul Mirrors. Some of you may remember that Rena has been on the show before and is a truly beautiful soul and so aligned in her authenticity. And many reasons that I sincerely felt that she needed to be the co-host for this specific show in the energy of this creation of this new moon illumination and everything that's happening with everything. Rena doesn't just talk about it. She does it. And this is where my heart comes forward, is that there are many, many, many beings out there that have a lot of wonderful words and that look really good in their perfectly polished presentations. But turn off the camera and go behind the door and you might not enjoy what you're seeing. Everything is so manipulated right now. Remember that we have entered into this moment where everything that you need before you is within you. So thereby, in the manipulation, you are taught not to trust yourself. You are taught to doubt yourself. You are taught that who do you think you are to be this or that? And we are at the moment right now where you must be this and that, where you have been called. And so there's those of us that have been walking this journey for a while, Sri and I in our 18th year of public service. Thank you, community. And so what we have learned is that no matter what, in our experience of the yoga of self-ascension, the art of ascended living is to keep saying yes to the divine, to put so much trust there that the rest of this can never penetrate. And that's what Rena is modeling, is this constant striving, very much a modern day mystic, this constant movement into evolution, into expansion. Expansion is unifying. And Rena, as you all know, from if you were with us last year, and hopefully you got our e-card and you've clicked on all of her links, Rena is a divine conduit of energy that she places into form that is so exquisitely beautiful that just for me, just gazing at it, I hear, feel, see all of the energies that are coming through. And I have actually one of her pieces. I have several of them here, actually. But the reason I have them and I want to bring Rena on before I talk about them is that we are at a moment where energetic attunement frequency adjustment, anchoring into the fifth dimension, not just knowing it's there, not just touching it. I'm talking about full-blown anchoring into the fifth dimension is all about expanding our consciousness. All of us here carry a unified heart. We are that oneness. And in my heart, as I connect with all of you, we're carrying the same sacred intention, are we not? That we are here right now to wake up, remember, come together, relax the egoic filters, see competition as the greatest illusion of all time, receive the bounty that's been waiting to be blessed to you, and to say yes to shifting and assisting the restoration of the balance on this beautiful planet. We are in that creation moment right now. That's the type of power that we can call into ourselves when we enter the world of harmonic frequencies, which most of the ancient codes are, when we say yes to that which is being showered our way. And so first and foremost, I'm going to share with all of you, Rena is up in the middle of the night in South Africa. We'll check in with her on exactly what her time is. We have been working on having her join us with video. We're going to start with audio because we really want to hear this beautiful, beautiful being. So Rena, welcome.
Hi, Kira. Thank you. Namaste.
Oh, namaste, my angel. So I do need to ask, what time is it?
Well, it's exactly 0220 a.m.
Wow.
Of April. Imagine that. How's that for numbers?
My heart is like, wow. I mean, no, that's just amazing. I mean, that's really awesome. I'm loving that. Oh my goodness gracious. Well, Rena, I am going to, I am going to invite you to come back in with your video because you're sounding great. You want to try it?
We can try it. And if it doesn't work, we'll go back to audio.
Sounds great. All right, let's try it because everyone needs to see you. All right, guys. So give us a second. We are going to try and welcome Rena in via video. Her audio was sounded really nice and loud and clear, and she has so much to share in tonight's conversation. There we are. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello. I got a fright for a moment when everything just like disappeared. I thought, oh no, what's happening now? But here I am, and there you are, and I'm so happy.
Oh, as am I. And you look radiant, and I did love the number sequencing. That was just too perfect. Just too beautifully perfect. I'm loving it. So, you know, Rena, there is so much. I'm sure you heard what we were sharing before we got you involved this afternoon. There is so much happening on the planet right now. And so many people are starting to receive messages. And where I want to start with is, how have you come to do what you do? And did you ever have to at first go through a moment of, is this of the highest? Like, was there ever a doubt moment as you started having this happen? Because I know a lot of people are at that moment right now.
Yes. You know, I've been describing these times as a time of the great deception. Because we are in a time more than ever before where we need to discern. So it is amazingly heartening to know that people are asking those questions where they're not just accepting because we have been duped for so long. So the fact that they're asking means that there is a consciousness and an awareness within them that is sparking the question. So well done to them on that.
Agreed. Absolutely.
Yep. So the first thing is to answer you, when did this start and how did this start for me? Well, it started probably about 10 years ago. And when I heard others speaking, it sounded so familiar. It sounded like something I knew so deeply and so well. And when I saw written light codes, they just spoke to me. They just pulled me in. It was truly an ancient remembrance, a remembrance of something higher, deeper, greater. something wider, something beyond the limited egoic human aspect that we have identified ourselves with. Did I ever doubt that it was not of the highest light? Personally, no. But because for me, I have always known that that is my connection to the higher dimensions. Because my upper chakras have always been open. For me, my challenge has been embodiment. That has been my biggest challenge. And that is where I am now walking my path of but for me, the upper chakras were wide open and slight, and the higher streams of consciousness and this awareness with those energies was wide open. So that is my background. Did I miss anything that you asked? I'm sorry.
No, not at all. It was perfect. And there was a little bit of hiccup on your line, but we're doing pretty good. We're doing pretty good. So I think we can hang with the video for now, which is a blessing for all of us. Well, you know, if you don't mind, Rena, I have here your code to restore blood. Can I share that?
Yes, sure.
All right. I want to share this with everyone because many of you have seen that I have Rena did a beautiful Sri and Kira that is actually my screensaver on my computer. I actually have pictures of it. I have it everywhere in my home. But this is just so potent and just such a profound experience. And so maybe you can share how you started doing this. You know, how did this start happening for you?
This code in particular or...
Well, all of them. I mean, maybe let's start with, you know, what they're looking at. Let's talk about what they're looking at first, and then we can go into a little bit of the background more.
Okay. So, honestly, if I have to be completely honest, there aren't words to describe my codes, really, because it's non-cognitive. Mm-hmm. The mind doesn't come in because the mind is of the ego self. The mind is of the human self. The mind wants to know, wants to understand, wants to break apart. And the mind is old paradigm, if I can put it that way, because the mind really needs to graduate to the divine mind. Mm-hmm. And the divine mind simply understands. The divine mind doesn't need to nitpick and look at every letter and every stroke and how does this link to that. The discernment for the codes comes from the heart. You feel it inside you. You feel it in the depths of your being. It speaks to a deeper aspect of you. It speaks to your unconscious and also your superconscious self and your superconscious mind, not the human mind. So
let me ask you, I want to ask you a question. So like as everyone is looking at the code to restore blood right now, how do you envision people using these exactly that way? Just, you know, like when you create and you put one of these out, what is your envisioning of the receiver?
Well, the receiver will receive according to their level of awareness. That's the first thing. Because they will only receive what their selves are willing to accept and absorb. And again, it goes back to what I was saying. If the receiver is very much a mental being, then they will want to dissect the code physically. They will want to look at it and they will want to look at individual aspects. And then what those types of people do is they then look at something and say, ah, okay, that reminds me of X that I know, or that reminds me of Y that I know. And then they start linking it to something that exists within their life and within their spectrum of remembrance.
Okay.
And the people who are more connected from a heart space will simply just feel into it. Mm-hmm. And actually, these codes of mine work outside of all of that. you don't even need to look at them, mm-hmm. because the moment that they're created, they've already been birthed. And it is an energy that is now existing. And as long as you open yourself up to that energy, it doesn't matter if you're not looking at it. It simply is there. It's a benevolent gift that is offered to you, that that part of you that desires to connect with it is going to receive anyway. It's kind of like the sunlight, mm-hmm. or kind of like God's presence. It simply is there. Whether
beautifully
you
said, or not,
it still comes yeah. down upon you, you know, it Whoa. Still radiates over you and into you.
Beautiful. Well, what a beautiful way to share that. And, you know, I'm thinking of right now, all of the beings that have been writing. And one of the things that I think is so beautiful is that we can integrate the visual with the harmonic, with the heart, with the expanded consciousness, and that all of this, all of these beautiful tools, all of these beautiful energies are reminding us all that we are beyond this one experience, that our multidimensional anchorship, our expanded presence, it is okay to say yes. It is okay to be conscious of it, to be conscious of it, to speak of it, to embody it, to live it, is absolutely the moment at hand. And because of that, there are a lot of paradigms that are being shifted. The bottom line is that we are in a moment of shift unlike any other. This is the moment we were all born for. And so as we are here right now together, if not now, when is upon us. And so Rena, what I'd love to do is invite in some of these beautiful callers to chat with us. And we have full call lines everywhere. And so we're going to go over to BBS and we're going to say hi to Colleen from New York. Hey, Colleen from New York. Namaste. Welcome. And I'm going to unmute on my end. Let's see if that'll work. Hi, Colleen.
Hi. Yes, I didn't know if you could hear me. I'm so grateful.
We can now.
You both. Thank you so much for taking my call. I was just celebrating my birthday the other day, and I just felt guided to call in and see if perhaps I can get a mini soul reading.
Oh, well, happy birthday. We're
thank
delighted
you.
That
thank
you are
you.
Here. Oh, thank oh, you, thank sweetheart. You. You're very welcome. You know, as I'm connecting with your energy field right now, it's so precious because the first thing that I was noticing was your third chakra was just feeling like not that it was tense, but it was more like it was just anxious, like just uh-huh. a sense of anxiousness. And as I connect with that, this beautiful group of energy beings have come in around you and I'm watching. It just looks like a beautiful, like a hug of energy rays coming right in to your upper third chakra. And yet the message is about your breath. And they're it's like they're holding your third chakra. So imagine right now that you're just being hugged and held by all these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful beings. And they're all saying the same thing. Breathe in, breathe down, like bring the air up. Bring it all the way down into the lower chakra area. They're saying, and then relax into our arms. They're saying that before you, the next steps are already being taken. And that as you relax ever more into the divine, as you say yes to who you are, as you move forward, and that's obviously why you're our first caller here this evening. It's like everything you've asked for is getting ready to be given to you. You just need to relax and let it happen. And I just want you to really feel into that right now. And Rena, I want to invite, if there's anything you'd like to share with Colleen, please do.
You know, you spoke about expansion, and this is Colleen's moment to trust and to allow herself to expand into more of her. Through the process of surrender and trust. Take a deep breath in, deep breath out, and just allow yourself to move ahead in the knowing that the path ahead is golden.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Much love.
We love you.
Thank you so much. Love you too.
Nah, namaste, sweetheart. Namaste. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Rena, thank you. That was just so beautiful. Now, we have all these people holding. Can we grab some more in? Are you okay with that?
It's fine.
All right. Let's bring in a few more of these beautiful, beautiful people. All right. We're going to go right here. I've got an unknown caller coming in from Thailand. Namaste, Thailand. Welcome. I hear you trying to talk, but I'm not hearing you. Let me just check again. Yeah. Okay. I am so sorry. We'll have to put you back on mute. All right. We're going to go to the United States. We're going to say hi to Santa Fe, New Mexico. I used to live right up there. Hi, Santa Fe. Welcome. I think we might have a microphone issue here. Let's see. Santa Fe, same thing. I can hear you. Okay, I guess we're going to move back over to the other call board. Forgive me, guys. We're going to go over to BBS Radio and say hi to Pat from New York. Hey, Pat, let me go ahead and let you guys speak. Namaste and welcome.
Unmute.
Sweetheart, I've unmuted you. Okay, Dawn, I'm having a problem unmuting. There we are. Hi, sweetheart. Hi. Okay, we're going
to
go.
To be quite honest, yeah, I'm not sure, folks, why Pat's not speaking up. Pat, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hi. Thanks, Dawn. That's our great producer, Dawn. Hey, Dawn. All right. Hey, Pat. Namaste. We can hear you.
You can hear me, right?
We can. Absolutely, sweetheart.
That's wonderful. Yeah, it was New Jersey, not New York. That's what.
All right. Well, hi, Pat from New Jersey.
And forgive me.
Thank
forgive
you.
Me, everyone. Forgive
You're
me.
You're forgiven, Dawn. It's soul mirrors.
You're forgiven. Yes, I'd like a mini soul reading. Thank you.
Well, you are very welcome. And I'm giggling because part of how you came to this reading is part of what's actually clearing from you. It's interesting. There is this, it's fascinating when I connect with your energy. It's like a thin, it looks like, to me, it looks like a ray of light. It's very, very thin, but it's wrapped around you. And it's like, it's a lasso that's saying, free me. Command me. It's like it's resting on you because it doesn't know what you really want it to do. And as I connect with that energy, when I gaze through it, so to speak, and I see you and the form of you, it's like it's holding you in a very beautiful moment, yet it's also keeping your ego very supplied with enough energy that next level break is just a moment away. It's like this moment of, wait a minute, if I really do just relax it all, if I really just say, okay, I am ready, I'm open, do it, then do what? It. Yeah, exactly. And the what is, then that's when it's going to happen. And it's like anytime you want. I kid you, everything you want, anytime you want, sweetheart. I mean, everything around you is just beautiful and radiant and aligned. And it's just like, this is saying, what do you want me to do? You know, and how do you
wonderful.
Want to do it? Yeah, it is wonderful. And Rena, what would you like to share? You are welcome.
Just the words, what are you waiting for?
So
I'm not
true.
Sure.
Exactly. And so don't
step.
Need to figure it out. Right. Yeah. And also,
let it happen.
Thank
it's
you for calling.
Happened.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for calling. We are grateful. You know, Rena, I want to jump in here because this is part of what we were talking about earlier, is that oftentimes, and I was enjoying so much earlier when you were sharing about the relaxing of the need to ask, right? The questioning for the sake of the questioning. The Bhagavad Gita talks about this extensively, as do the lessons of light. And it's just this, when we say yes, when we reconcile with ourselves, when we really are radiating the divine energy of our mastery presence, questions don't even formulate, nor would there be enough energy around to, what I have found is I don't even have the time to think about thinking them. You are so filled with the divine work. You are so busy. You have that steadfast commitment, that focused awareness, that complete trust, that the questioning for the sake of questioning is not even an energy in your field. And so that's one of the gifts that I think your codes offer people, is that ability to touch that moment beyond the moment. You know, I like to think about it as the breath between the breath, that space where you've entered into the divine multidimensional presence and where every answer is because you are one. The oneness is, you know?
Yeah. It's a level of divine communion that takes place. Where the little ego starts to dissolve and recognizes that actually it's not as significant as it believes. It does not need to seek for answers. It does not need to question everything. It's okay to surrender. It's okay to let the barriers down. It's okay to open the heart. It's okay to trust the process. It is okay to allow and accept and embrace and be embraced.
You know, even hearing that said feels like a blessing. And that's the gift of the radiance, is it not? And this is such the blessing of this right now moment, that as we have all been called, there is this activated presence that is dancing in joy with others that has not had this ability to be so freely available, these connected energies. And, you know, one of the things that I've been just enjoying is we're all on retreat. You know, the entire planet's on a big time out right now. And look at our beautiful Gaia, how quickly she's showing us she can heal. It's been a couple months and she's already healing like this. Imagine if we all paid attention, how quickly we could heal this planet. And so isn't it beautiful that we are all here paying attention?
Greater levels of consciousness. And again, the word that you used, expansion. It's all about expansion. And that's exactly what is happening with the people who are now starting to download their light codes, their own unique way of speech and speaking. They are expanding into these higher levels of awareness. And there is a part of them that is allowing it, that is giving themselves permission.
Exactly.
Just say, okay, it's safe. It's safe. It's unknown territory. It's not something you're familiar with. Yes, there's a part of you that may doubt the process, but it is an organic unfoldment and it is part of the expansion process.
It really is. It really is. And, you know, speaking of the expansion, some of our callers from the other board have jumped over to the 800 board. So we're going to go right now. Let's go over to line 5 right over there at BBS Radio. And we're going to say hi to Brigitte from Las Vegas. And all right, I'm going to hit the unmute on my end. Let's see what happened. No. Okay. There we
hi,
go.
Hi, Kara.
Hi, sweetheart. Namaste.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Namaste. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
I just had a question. I've been having some throat chakra issues. It started out as like a minor annoyance and it's gotten worse as, you know, the last couple of weeks. But I had a major episode last night. I was on the call, the Lessons of Light call, and my neck just broke out in hives and my airway felt like it was closing up. I ended up going to the emergency room. So, you know, the treatment they did there alleviated a lot of the problems, but I know it's an energy issue because, you know, I've got that same sensation again. I'm having trouble swallowing. I feel like the throat closes up a little bit. So I was just calling for a mini soul reading. So if you had any advice for me or whatever the guidance was I needed to receive.
Well, first of all, thank you for calling. Sincerely, my angel, I'm really feeling you. And my beloved husband, Sri Ramka, you know, he's my producer here in our Ecuador area. So he's on the other side there and he's feeling you too. Rena's here. We're all here around you. We are just all here. And I'm so proud of you for taking action and getting yourself looked at. Thank you. You know, that's one of the most important things. We cannot clear our energetic congestions until the left brain has its reassurance. And so sometimes they find nothing, doesn't matter. Sometimes they do things that help with the symptomology. Wonderful. Make yourself more comfortable. So I just wanted to honor that, first of all, because yes, when I connect with you and wow, I'm getting it like right here, like high, high heart all the way up to like this area. And it literally feels like your head has been in like a brace and that this brace has kept you in one direction and that you know that direction. You have been going that way. It has been comfortable. And suddenly it looks like a metal pin and it's right here. It's on your left side. And it's like there's this person behind you who's been twisting and twisting and twisting it. And it's like that bolt just came out, probably through the lessons of light. But when it came off, it's like it's been around you so long that you didn't realize what was under there. And that this is a good moment for you. What I keep hearing is that the truth, and man, as I say it with you, I'm getting a lot of pain right here. And what they're saying is that it's like you're pulling out. I feel like I'm pulling needles out of your neck right now. And it's like we're pulling out all of these. It was like a filter. Imagine if you have energy coming through you like a faucet, if you have water coming out of a faucet. Well, imagine if you stick a grate, right? That's what these were. And so your filters have been removed. Your freedom is at hand. Your heart has been ignited. Your crown chakra is up there going, let's do this. And so you're at a moment of not just breakthrough. I'm talking the kind of breakthrough that happens once in a lifetime. And so breathing really deeply, talk to this neck. You put your hand, talk to your neck, ask the truth within and really have that loving, compassionate conversation of you with you and get ready, my angel. I'm like, wow, look at your wings. So thank you for the blessing of being with us tonight because a lot of people are going through this right now. Rena, would you like to share?
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, my angel.
I can't stop smiling because, you know, you're healing your voice and that is such a major breakthrough. Such a big, big, big gift, not only to yourself, but to all of your feminine female ancestors, your entire heritage. You are healing the feminine from the masculine atrocities of the last 2,000 years or whatever it might have been specifically. And I felt the tightness in my throat as you spoke. And right now I can feel it relaxing. So you are doing this enormous act of service and devotion, not only for yourself, but for everybody. And I am so grateful to you for that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh
we love
gosh.
You.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Mwah. We love
thank
you.
Thank you both. Thank you. Love you
many
too.
We
all
love
right, thank you.
You.
Bye-bye.
Namaste. Rena, wow, you know, I'm loving when you're like, I just can't stop smiling. I'm the same way. I have like cheekbird, you know, like when you do, right?
Yeah.
Right? You have the cheekbird. And that's the gift of this show is that the energy of this community, the upliftment, the presence, the support. Let's take another caller, shall we? All right. We're going to go ahead and we're going to go over to BBS line one. We're going to say hi to Kenneth from Thailand. Namaste. Welcome.
Namaste, can you hear me?
Yes, and you sound beautiful. Welcome, my love.
Thank you, beloved. Hello. Hello, dear Rena. Namaste, beloved Kira. Kira, this is a time of expansion for me like no other. I'm doing a lot of your cosmic meridian clearing, healing work, facilitation, and walking hand in hand through the unknown with a knowingness that surpasses trust. My group travel is on hold for the moment, and I'm told very clearly that it's just pause. This is a retreat, but it's also being fully in service, It's all new. Could you please give me a mini soul reading?
Oh, I'm honored and thank you, sweetheart. You know, the first thing is that Archangel Raphael came in and is gazing at you and saying, just remember one thing. It is the now moment. And I want to share with you that as I was speaking with you, we lost Rena. The energy is so potent right now, and her connection was not hanging on by that much that it literally, I think it went through these lines. And so I want all of us in this moment to breathe in the recognition that we are at a moment that is unlike any other, and that how we move forward is how we come in again. And I'm going to have Rena just hold one second while I finish what I want to share with you, Ken. Archangel Raphael first wanted to say to you, be reassured. He won't give me more than that. And he says, you don't need more than that. He said, but be reassured. And the other energy that I'm seeing all around you is that this is like the butterfly in the chrysalis is what it feels like to me right now for you. That you are next genning yourself. And that how do you take something that's beautiful and make it even more beautiful? It says yes to its own evolution, to its own expansion. And so thank you for saying yes. And Rena, sweetheart, as you are back, would you like to share anything?
I didn't hear a thing, unfortunately, because as soon as he started speaking, the line blanked out on my side.
We noticed, yeah.
So I'm worried about that.
No worries. No, I don't think it was your fault in any way.
No. You know, there's some, you were talking about the lower third dimension goo stuff when you started the show. I've noticed that with this high influx of light, as you know, when there's this high light that comes in, there's also the counteraction from the other side that tries to create interference. And I had the same thing happen yesterday. I mean,
now before we go into that, does this? Are we still have our caller on the line here? So are we addressing him? Okay. So Ken, my angel, thank you, and thank you for being here, and thank you for all that you are. We love you dearly.
Namaste, beloved.
Namaste, sweetheart. Namaste. All right, Rena, jump in.
Sorry, I wasn't aware that Ken.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Okay, so yes, you know, I mean, at this time of the night, almost 3 a.m., there's no reason why the internet should be unstable.
Oh, I think it's more than the internet. I think it's this extremely high frequency. Yeah, no, exactly. I absolutely believe
and,
that.
And the thing is, you know, it is a reality. So it's not something that we jump into and drown in, but we need to be cognizant of it.
Yeah.
Awareness is key.
Yes, it is. And so, Rena, I don't know how the show goes so darn fast, but it does. And so I wanted to invite everyone to learn more about you. Those of you that had our e-card today, you saw Rena's pictures, her incredible creations, the packages that she's running right now, all of this incredible support for those of you that are in this moment of awakening. And Rena, for those people that are just listening right now and say, how do I find that? How would they find that for you?
Those who haven't seen the e-card?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the best way to do that is to connect with me on my website or through my website, which is renakjoshi.wixsite.com/Rena Joshi Healing. I still don't have a paid internet service just for very practical reasons. I can't afford it right now, but it's up there and it's a beautiful website.
Yeah,
so they can connect with me by sending me an email through that.
What we'll do is we'll put your website in the description, and then that way people can find it easier too.
That's perfect. Yeah. And just for them to then mention that it's via the show that they are connecting with me, so that I know which, you know, what exactly it is that they're referring to. And yeah, I'd love to offer my amazing creations to them. I've had such great feedback on the energies that are streaming through these pieces because they really are higher dimensional light codes.
Well, you know, they really are, Rena. And I, because we're out of time, I'm just going to jump right in. But thank you. Thank you for the blessing of you. Thank you for all that you are. You are radiant. I know you were recently on your pilgrimage. It's all over you. Oh, my goodness gracious. Thank you for the blessing of being with us this evening, my sweetheart. Many blessings.
Thank you, Kira. Thank you.
Namaste. Namaste. And to all of you joining us here at Soul Mirrors, may your heart know that as you are receiving your own codes, your own information, whatever blessing is coming your way right now, trust it if it leaves you feeling joy-filled, uplifted, and of divine service. Expansion is unifying. Contraction is justifying. You will always know if you just feel into it. Trust yourself. I love you. I look forward to being with you again next week, my angels. Mwah. Many blessings and namaste.
Thank you for joining us. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.